There's only one thing better than getting a point, and that's getting someone else's point. I mean, oh.
Welcome to Who Said That? Five comedians armed with all we've got left at the moment, thoughts and questions. Clapton or Hendrix, Pelé or Maradona, minstrels or revels. Oh, and the knowledge of each other's terrible, terrible brains. Dialing in today are Nick Helm, Josh Widdicombe, Neil Delamere, and the only guest who definitely has smart and casual wellies, as it is. So what are we thinking?
Clapton, go for it, Oliver.
Clapton or Hendrix?
Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix, Hendrix, obviously.
Hendrix.
Pelé or Maradona?
Maradona.
Maradona.
Pelé.
Minstrels or revels?
Minstrels.
Revels, but I'll be honest with you, before you said revels, I was worried about where the question was going.
Minstrels are modern day Morrissey. Oh. No.
Essit, do you have smart and casual wellies?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
So is that a is the reason for that you're really into clothes, or you live in a very wet area?
Well, I live in Wales, so yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I go to some country event. I'm not posh, though. That's the thing. I'm kind of a West Walian who goes to some stuff outdoors, and I like to look nice, but then I also have a lot of animals.
But basically, you're proper farmy, aren't you, really?
Like... But I'm not as well, though. I have... one interesting fact about me, though, is that already this year, I've saved more sheep from hedges than I've had gigs.
Wow.
Do you mean in 2021, you've saved more? Yes. So, I mean, I suppose, what do I want to know? How many gigs you had? How many sheep? How many sheep have you saved?
I've saved 3 sheep and I've had 2 gigs.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Are you sure they were all different sheep? They weren't just one sheep just wanting your attention?
Oh, God, no. No.
Wouldn't you say you've saved a sheep from a hedge?
So they like...
How much damage is a hedge going to do?
Oh, mate, a lot of damage. You have really shown that you are not the Devon boy people think you are. Honestly,
no,
hedges really fucking kick off.
Also, if you go past some bramble, Josh, wearing sort of a woolly jumper, for instance,
yes,
and that gets caught on a thing,
yes,
you can always take the jumper off. But if you are made of wool, then it's not so easy, is it, Josh?
I presume the sheep will just unthread and then kind of come away in its summer coat.
Also, I don't think sheep are made of wool. I think they've, like, there's more than just wool. Otherwise, lamb meals would be dreadful. I would say 50% wool, 50% flesh.
I don't think it's an exclusive thing. I think you're getting, I think you're very much like a sheep in bramble, getting caught up on the wrong thing.
We've done the chat. That's nice. That's the start of the show. Nailed that. Absolutely. Everyone's happy.
We all heard what Oliver was about to say there, which was that'll edit down fine.
Absolutely. We snippy snip. And Bob's your uncle. Everyone looks like they know shitloads about sheep.
I mean, the Welsh government is going to be really annoyed with me, because whenever they hear that I'm doing stuff like this, they think, oh, you know, let's move away from the stereotypes, you know, and yet again, here we are.
Yeah.
Yep, 3 sheep from a hedge.
Yeah.
Talking of stereotypes, how are you, Neil?
Go fuck yourself, Mark. I don't even know what stereotype you're about to insult me with.
Well, no, do you know what? I don't know. I just knew
it wasn't going to be good.
I just knew that it would get a really cheap laugh, so I went for it. I don't know. I don't think you conform to any stereotypes. Irish stereotype to you?
No, I don't think so. No. Well, then again, who am I to say?
I wouldn't have you down as an Irish stereotype, no.
No, I mean, I remember when I grew up, I remember meeting a fairy, and he told me that I was one of the best educated people that he'd ever met. And he rode away in his unicorn. He was a profound alcoholic, that fairy. But I don't think I conform to any of them.
So this is the game. Everyone's played the game apart from Josh. But I think he's got it. I think he...
Watch the game, Oliver. I've got YouTube.
You've watched it, so you know what's going on then?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't need me to do the introduction and the rules then?
Well, you might as well.
Okay, each contestant will take it in turns to ask a question. The answers will then be texted directly to me and only me. I will read them out, and the questioner will receive points for every answer they pair with an answerer, and there are bonus points along the way. It's quite simple. Neil Delamere kicks us off with question number one. Neil, can I take your question, please?
What is the best way to remove a sheep from a hedge? what would be your specialist subject on Mastermind?
Now, this is a tricky one because Josh has been on Mastermind.
Has he? Did you win?
Yeah.
Well, let me just hold there, Neil.
Okay. Oh, someone's getting a trophy. Someone is getting a trophy.
Ooh. Oh. Have you got your pointless one up there as well?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, no. Oh, Neil's off.
Oh,
I love the pointless trophy. Where's Neil gone? This is what's amazing. Is it?
I'm not going to lie. Oh. Knowing that Helm sat there, I didn't get my. There we go. What's that? Is that Richard Osman's House of Games?
Yeah.
Did you win House of Games? Well played. What's Helm's looking for?
Two bloody Edinburgh Normans.
I've got my BAFTA nomination somewhere.
Well, I was asked to go on the Welsh Mastermind over Christmas, and I was going to do it until I spoke to my mum about it, and she said, considering how I've been performing on the family Zoom quiz, maybe I shouldn't.
So I didn't. Have Wales got a specific mastermind? Yeah. Even though the main mastermind applies to the whole of the UK?
Yeah.
Everybody's specialist subject is Ellis James.
Do you know what?
Apart from you Ellis. Should go on it, Josh. You should
I reckon I could get 8 out of 10 on that.
That's the wrong
answer
show.
One, material about show. A swimming pool.
Ellis only got 7, which is really weird. Could you hold up your Mastermind trophy again to the camera? I just want to see it, just so I could read it.
Are you accusing me of lying?
I wouldn't dare, but I could.
Too far up. It's
too far up.
He's put it back up.
Do you know what? I've just realised that if that fell, that would kill me.
I really hope when you look up like that, it's on top of all the other awards you've won. That's why you're looking up there. Yeah. Yeah. It's the top of the award pyramid, I like to call that.
I'm sad to say it's very much centre stage of quite a small section of a shelf.
Okay, here we go. Neil, I have got 3 answers for you. Yeah. What would your specialist subject be on Mastermind? This is answer number 1. The life and times and frantic loves of Mark Olver.
Right.
Answer number 2.
I can answer on that.
That's interesting because I actually won it a few years ago and my specialist subject was Blur.
Oh, God, okay, right, yeah.
Answer number 3.
Double bluff.
Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
There you go.
Based entirely on use of language.
Okay.
I think Nick Helm is a wordsmith. That's what I think. I love the use of the word frantic. I think that's him. I think I could imagine living around Baker Street, watching Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. I think Sherlock Holmes is hers.
Okay.
And I think, and I can imagine her in a deerstalker hat and designer wellies. And I can imagine Widdicombe has double bluffed me and said he was on it before and thinks that I won't believe him. So I actually think he put his real answer down.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
You've locked down.
I'm a little bit worried that this show is going by very quickly.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know whether we were meant to.
I just feel like there's not enough. Are you all right with this, Mark and Simon?
We're absolutely fine with it.
I feel like we're zipping through.
Absolutely.
I'm on 8 out of 10 cats tonight at 9, and if we finish before then, that's
you'll see that. Yeah, you will see that.
No, Nick, sometimes we have really long rounds. Sometimes the rounds are really short when the person guessing gets absolutely fuck all. Neil, you got fuck all. You got none of them right whatsoever.
None.
Yeah, so sorry, Neil. Yeah. Neil's turned the lights off.
Awful from Neil. Terrible. Such a confident start as well.
I thought I'd just own it. I thought we'd just go for it. And it turned out it was a fucking disaster.
No, but I thought that was great. And I think that's how, guys, we should all do it from now on, yeah?
Yeah, but try and do it with points. Try and do it while getting them right. Don't do it while getting them all wrong.
Well, maybe tell me some answers.
I will, Neil. I absolutely will. Essit was the frantic loves of Mark Oliver. Can I ask frantic as in my lovemaking style? Frantic?
Yes.
Cool.
I don't know if you make love, Oliver.
You sort of borrow it, right?
I mean, you make love from an assembly kit or something. It's like IKEA. It's self-assembly in your case, I would imagine.
Yeah. Like an Allen self-assembly.
Yeah. There's bits left over, just holding a labia going, I don't know where this is meant to go.
Next to the other one, on top of the other one. Hold on.
Watch the YouTube video on how to do it as you go through. That's how you make anything, isn't it?
Making Love for Dummies. I've got that book.
Yeah, like and
So basically, Neil, Essit was the frantic loves of Mark Oliver. Josh Widdicombe did not double buff for you. He went straight down the line for Sherlock Holmes.
And is that true? Is that
I'm a huge fan of Sherlock Holmes, but I thought it'd be the thing I'm a fan of that's the least likely to be associated with me.
Right.
So
I didn't know that.
No. I mean, I wouldn't go with it probably because it's too vast. I'd go with something small.
What do you like about... I like Sherlock Holmes. What do you like about Sherlock Holmes?
It's the escapism. It's the... It's a lovely place to disappear into, the short stories. It's...
Look. If I wanted to join a book club, I would have joined a book
club. And I've just realised I was thinking of Sherlock Gnomes. Sorry, my fault. That was my fault.
Which isn't escapism, it's very real.
And Nick Helm went for the pretending to be Josh Widdicombe with the blur thing. So,
Of course, he's been on Mastermind and his specialist subject was blur.
I have been on Mastermind, but my specialist subject wasn't blur and I came second.
Oh. What was your specialist subject?
It was Alex Cooper. And I asked Josh for advice when I did it.
What was my advice?
Can't remember, and it wasn't good, obviously. I came second.
Because you got seconds.
It doesn't matter unless you win, does it? I tell you what, they play the music while you're actually sat in the chair, which I don't know about you, Josh. It fucks you up because
it's terrifying.
Because it's like being in the telly.
Scary, Mastermind.
Well, John Humphreys is his own breed of cunts, isn't he?
He's not a laugh. Not a laugh.
I really want to find your episodes now and watch them.
Sorry, can we just have his own breed of cunt put on a T-shirt? I think the next Crufts, if they say... this is a bit of an unusual turn, but we want to keep down with kids. We have a guest judge. It's Nick Helm, and this is his own breed of cunt.
Piers Morgan, weird-looking angry dogs.
No, Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson come out on Leeds. And we have to. It's like Thunderdome. It's going to be amazing.
Thundercants.
At the end of the first round, Neil Denimer has no points. I get to give bonus points, and I'm giving a bonus point to Nick Helm for his own breed of cunt.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's acceptable.
At the end of the first round, everyone has got no points, apart from Nick Helm, who has got 1 point. We go on to round two.
Are you going to pause for the applause, or...?
We edit in later on, so the warm-up gets some fresh applause at the beginning,
which is
cut into the show later on.
You know anybody good warming up for us?
I'm doing the warm-up. Absolutely nailing it. I'm not letting anyone...
James Gill not do it.
Fuck you, mate. Here we go, round two! Round two, SEC, is your question, please.
The UK economy is flailing, so Rishi Sunak has told you to get a Saturday job. What archetypal Saturday job do you choose and why?
SEC is, how old were you when you had your first Saturday job?
I was 12. I was probably I was probably too young. It was probably illegal, to be fair. And considering how young I was, my wage was £1.79 an hour.
Okay. What were you doing?
I worked at the Ideal Bakery in Aberystwyth. And during my break, I was allowed to choose any of the cakes to have during my break, but none of the fresh cream ones, because they were really expensive.
Do you speak Welsh?
I do.
Is it your first language?
It is my first language.
I think it's massive on Duolingo now.
It's huge. And Duolingo has actually set like a target to reach like a million speakers or something. Mental.
Izzy Sooty's learned, doesn't she?
Yes, she has. And my husband. I just thought I'd get that in there.
Wait,
I don't
think
getting all different.
Are you worried that they're going to run away together?
So was
it's a bit suspicious, isn't it?
Essex. Mm-hmm. I've got some answers for you, mate.
Cool.
Okay, here we go. Answer number one. Bar work. I'm good at it. Really good at it. Plus, not really into sport, so don't let it distract me on a match day and get the job done. That or WH Smith's for the same reason.
I used to work at WH Smith's.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
When you were nine.
She used to work in the bakery at night and she's doing WH Smith's during the day.
Answer number two. Kitchen porter. Nailed at 16, would nail it again now. Answer number three. Gardening. Specifically, hedge topiary.
Okay. Help with the shape as well.
Yeah.
Can you say the second one again?
Of course I can. The second one is kitchen porter, nailed at 16, would nail it again now.
Is that a sexual thing?
No, I don't.
Judging by the three people you're choosing between, I doubt it.
Speak for yourself, virgin!
I don't think it's a sexual thing. I mean, it could be.
Because nailed it, as in the job, or I don't know, I was imagining...
Yeah, no,
or
the kitchen. It. I did really well.
Nailed it. Was it
the kitchen?
The job or the kitchen? Just stuck my dick in the kitchen door and gave it a swirl?
I mean, this person...
Which one of us is most likely to hump an island?
I mean, this person was 16, so they were probably horny, so they probably did, you know, fuck drawers and stuff.
Yeah, who hasn't?
That's what they called me, fuck drawers.
That was the original name for Ann Summers' underwear.
How'd you fuck a drawer? You just stick it in and slam it.
Shut up.
I mean, no. I've never fucked a drawer.
Or have I?
Essex Ears, kitchen porter, bar work, gardening, specifically hedge topiary.
Kitchen porter, because I am thinking that kitchen porters would get quite a bit of action. I'm going to go for Nick.
Okay.
I mean, it's a huge compliment. I'm glad I'm not Neil or Josh right now.
Okay.
Bar work, I'm going to say Neil. And not because he's Irish, but you know.
No one was thinking that till you said it, mate.
Yeah, I mean,
I hadn't even made any connection, so that is.
Yeah, I've been restraining any sort of coal reference for the last 20 minutes, but I'm going to unleash it now.
And then the topiary, I can see Josh trimming a hedge.
Cheers, mate. Thanks. I don't know. I didn't know how to react, and I chose the wrong answer.
Are you locked that down, Essie?
Yes.
Okay. Neil, don't feel so bad about yourself. You got none. None, Essie. None, Essie. 0 points again. Yeah, absolutely. This is the shittiest show so far. Neil got none. Essie got none. Josh doesn't look like a gardener. Josh doesn't specifically hedge topiary.
No.
So who is Josh then? Is Josh the hotel shagger?
I am the hotel shagger.
Oh, okay.
I'd just like to stop you there.
And that's why
you've
lost
got to remember what I initially sent. Let's forget all the lies that have been built on top of it while we're labelling people. I had zero sex at the Moorlands Hotel. It was one of those places that does weddings, so you either had nothing to do or 100 teaspoons.
You've never got nothing to do. You could fuck the teaspoons. Just your lack of imagination of what you could fuck next.
I fucked one of those ice cream scoops.
Would you?
You could fuck that.
You'd build up to that. You'd go a teaspoon, tablespoon, ice cream scoop. That's how you do it.
Would you get the thing going, that the bit that goes around the ice cream scoop? Is that the bit that's turning you on over?
That is absolutely. That's why I went for that rather than the bit.
What are you sticking in the scoop? Is it the balls?
Yeah, two scoops, one ball each.
Okay.
And then what do you do with... What, you just put... You slide your dick directly into the ice cream?
I don't think the word cunt is going to be our problem on this.
Essex Ears gets no points. Josh gets a point, a bonus point from me, for all the poon he got working at that hotel when he was sick.
could I get another point for being the only one out of us three that's fuckable, please? Is that...
You would, but
not
I've already...
My words, not my words. Not my words.
I've already given you one, so...
Oh, you see...
As we go into round three, Neil and Essex have 0 points because they played and got 0 points. Nick and Josh have got 1 point each. Nick Helm, can I please take your question for round three? Thank you very much.
Who is the worst, most famous person you have ever met?
Nick, let's just go straight in. Who's your worst, most famous person?
Oh, none. Every famous person I've ever met has been an absolute delight.
That's why you're asking, because you're trying to find out which one's the bad egg.
It would probably, yes. Realistically, it'd probably be a comedian, wouldn't it? But it's the worst. I've met my heroes. I've met two of my heroes. Well, Josh is here now.
and he's met them too.
I've met two of my heroes and they were both disastrous.
Oh, no!
But I wouldn't say that they were entirely mine or their faults.
Can we ask who they were?
Well, I met Alice Cooper, but I've met him four times. I got him a Diet Coke once when he was chatting to... I was doing backstage at the Classic Rock Awards or something, and he was talking to Tim Rice. and they ordered... Tim Rice ordered champagne, and Alice Cooper ordered Diet Coke, and I went to get him, and I handed Tim Rice his champagne, and Tim Rice was like, oh, thank you very much. That's very, very good of you to have done that. You know, I'm very grateful that you did. And Alice Cooper didn't break, so he just sort of like grabbed the Diet Coke out of my hand and he just drank out of it and he didn't even look at me.
Oh.
But, you know, yeah, so I pissed in it.
While it was in his hand.
Spectacular.
Tim Rice wrote a song about it. My life.
Nick?
Yeah.
No one has said Alice Cooper.
Oh, well, to be fair, I don't hold it against him. I still love him.
Here are your three answers.
Okay.
Answer number one, probably some bard. Answer number two, John Humphreys. Answer number three, the Dalai Lama. A prick in all his past lives too, I bet.
Well, I think Neil picked John Humphreys because he was listening earlier. I don't think it would be Josh, because Josh has met John Humphreys.
Good point. Josh
and
wouldn't be that unprofessional.
It would be a little bit like he's... And also, like, it would be a bit like, after I said that I was a runner-up, it'd be a little bit like him bringing up the fact that he won again.
Yeah,
which
he wouldn't do that.
It's unsportsmanlike. So I think Josh probably said some bard.
Okay.
And then what was the third one again?
Prick in all his past lives too.
Oh, yeah.
Essa
was said Dalai Lama.
Brilliant. Okay. Just to let you know, this has never happened. No points. Absolutely no points.
And I know, but just for the viewers at home, what is a bard?
Oh, I should have, as the host, I should have asked that for the people at home. You are right, Nick, because I know. But Essie, it's a bard.
He's like a kind of poet. Yeah, he's a kind of poet. I mean, bards in Wales are like rock stars. They're like, so it's bards, clog dancers, rugby players. So yeah,
clog dancers above rugby players.
Well, it, my personal preference.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
Not the national table.
I don't like them. I don't like them. I'll tell you who else I don't like. The Dalai Lama, a prick in all his past lives. That was Neil Delamere.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't met him. No.
It was John Humphreys, was Josh.
And Josh Humphreys was Josh, Nick.
It was. Do you know what? I thought that you were going to get three John Humphreys. I thought everyone was going to go John. I thought it had been a big enough bit early on. I thought this is going to be a situation where Nick has to assign the John Humphreys.
Now, we're pros, because if we do a callback and he cuts down the edit, I mean, it'll make no sense.
Yeah, so now it just looks like I hate John Humphreys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you said that with absolutely no prompting from me.
Bonus point, Essie, just because for the bard stuff, because if I give Essie a point for the bard stuff, we have to put the bard stuff in the edit, and so we have to listen to, we all get educated about bards and clog dancers, and that Essie wants to shag a clog dancer more than a rugby player.
There we go. Thank perfect.
You. Thank you. Yeah, and that way as well, I get my my grant.
And you get your grant. There you go. Perfect. round four. Josh, this is your question.
Yes.
And also, you really, you just need to not be shit and you'll win. So here we go.
Wow. There's worries Josh, there. Okay.
Your question, please.
What do you think about to get to sleep?
Josh, I imagine that Liverpool call on me, 45, nearly 46, to be their central defender. Yeah. And I revolutionise football, Liverpool, and the art of defending.
Do you? Have you always imagined that, or just in this current injury crisis?
Do you know what? Genuinely, I've imagined it. I changed the position, but that's always the way that I...
And do you imagine the game?
Yep. No, I do. And then I get called up by England at 47. Because I've done so well.
How quickly are you out like a light?
Oh, like really quickly. I don't think I've ever finished a game.
I fell asleep on a boat once, on a ferry in between the mainland and Venice on a school trip. We went on a school trip years and years ago. We drove from St Albans to Venice and I fell, and there was a boat that went, it was an art trip. So we went to an art exhibition. I fell asleep, and while I was asleep, I was bent over myself, and I drooled all over my crotch. So that was good.
When I was living in London, I once fell asleep on a train on the way home and ended up in Farnborough and then couldn't get a taxi or anything. And this car pulled up, and I think it was just going to turn round at the station, but it offered me a lift back into London, and it was Annie Lennox's driver.
Oh,
wow. I know.
God, that anecdote really came alive in the last couple of weeks.
It's just towards the end.
I thought the anecdote did. I think the anecdote dropped off in the last word. Because when you...
Josh, it was a roller coaster. It was a real roller coaster.
Josh, I've got three answers for you.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I've got two answers for you.
Right. Okay.
Answer number one is I fall asleep listening to a mindfulness app where I visit a 24-hour antique shop to shelter from the pouring rain. I'm pretty sure I bought a taxidermy vole last night.
That sounds nice.
That does sound nice. Do you want answer number two?
No, I'm fine with that one. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Do you want answer number three?
Yeah, go on, I'll have answer number three then.
Answer number three is John Humphreys.
Would
you like answer number two as well?
Is it John Humphreys?
John Humphreys. So two people have said John Humphreys.
Right.
So you have to basically decide which John Humphreys has been said by which person.
So how do I assign them, number two and number three?
Yes, number two and number three.
Well, I'll go with it. I might as well assign the mindfulness app first.
Yes.
which sounds lovely, and I hope it's real because I wouldn't mind, you know, getting involved in that. I'm going to go with Essit for that.
Okay. So you've gone Essit for the mindfulness app. So you've got John
I'll
Humphreys.
Go with number two. So basically what you're asking me is who texted quicker?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
I think Helm texted quicker.
Okay.
So Neil is number three then.
No problem whatsoever.
I presumed you'd be able to put that kind of work out the final bit for me, Oliver.
Yeah, no, I was just building up the tension.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
That's absolutely fine, mate, because you were right, Essit was my...
Oh,
I feel like such an idiot now, though.
Just Josh Widdicombe to score the point.
can Nick, I just ask Essit about
Nick
that?
Helms, John Humphreys, came in at 8:55, and Neil Delamere's John Humphreys came in at 8. So you said Nick was going to be first. He was 8:55. Neil Delamere, 8:53, mate.
Oh,
so you only get 1 point.
Heartbreak.
Josh Widdicombe gets 1 point, and I'm going to give a bonus point to... I'm going to give it to Essit again, actually, for being the only one in that round who didn't say John Humphreys.
Well, I'm actually giving it some thought, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Surely you should deduct a point for her not being a team player.
Yeah, for not being on the same wavelength as the two people who adapted in the moment and went with John Humphreys.
Do you know what? That is
We both had answers.
That is a very good point. I'm giving Essit a point, which I am then taking away from Essit, and I'm giving a point to both Neil and Nick for being team players. That's the bonus point.
You know something?
Sounds fair.
There's only one thing better than getting a point, and that's getting someone else's point. I mean,
Neil Delamere has got 1 point. As it is, has got 1 point. Nick Helm has got 2 points. Josh Widdicombe has got 2 points. As we go into the final round, my question, if you fool me, you get 2 points. You all text in the answer to my question. My question is, if you were to release a cookery book, what would it be called? So you all text your answers to that group that Simon, the producer, is setting up. So I don't see those answers. And then I have to guess whose answer is whose. And then if you fool me, you get 2 points. Put a little bit of jeopardy into the final round.
Can anyone win this now? Could this go either way?
Yes, this can go either anyway, because it's 2 points if you fool me. Neil and you are on 1 point. Nick and Josh are on 2 points. So, yeah, I mean, this is big. This is tense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big tension round.
Okay.
Have you got them all, Josh?
I have.
Do you want to read them out?
Answer one, Jamie's Dinners. Answer two, The Battle of Helm's Deep, Fat Friar. Answer three, Baste It with Daddy. Answer four, Burger and John Hump Freeze. Yeah.
Okay, I am going Jamie's Dinner. I am going Josh Widdicombe. I am going Helm's Deep. That is Nick Helm. I am going John Hump Freeze, Neil, Daddy, Essit. So how many have I got right?
You've got two right.
Okay, this is good. So who did I get right?
Me. And Essit.
So you don't get any points, I'm afraid. Uh-huh. But Neil and Nick both get points for fooling me.
I want to know why the word daddy immediately makes you think of me.
I wouldn't be comfortable with any of the other three saying that, like basically daddy.
You have been not... Are you scared of what you would feel?
Yeah, baby, that's exactly what it is.
You have been struggling to keep it in your pants as well, Essit.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Absolutely. Josh, who said what? Because I got them wrong. So which
so one I said the... Jamie's Dinners.
Yeah, Essex said Basic with Daddy.
Nick Helm said John and Burger Humphreys.
Nice.
No, sorry, Burger and John Humphreys. That would have been much worse, John and Burger Humphreys. and that left Neil Delamere with The Battle of Helm's Deep, Fat Friar.
Can I just clarify something? It's a pun, right, Neil? It's Battle of Helm's Deep, Fat Friar. It's not the Battle of Helm's Deep, full stop, Fat Friar. Like I'm the Fat Friar. Like, I go up and down the country frying stuff. And that's just like a nickname people have given me.
There's no overweight.
Because we've all been in lockdown, mate, all right?
Yeah.
If I get a show out of this called The Fat Friar, though, I mean, it wouldn't all be bad.
I mean, what? If Essex gets a show based with Daddy, then this is really turned.
I mean, I think I've seen Based It with Daddy, to be perfectly honest.
At the end of the game, Essex Ears gets 1 point. Josh Widdicombe gets 2 points. Neil Delamere gets 3 points. But the winner of this episode of Who Said That? Sorry, I should try and sound less surprised. Is Nick Helm. Nick
Helm. The Fat Friar himself.
Fat Friar himself.
Thank you very much for playing. Thank you very much, Neil Delamere. Thank you very much, Essex Ears. Thank you very much, Josh Widdicombe. But the big thanks, the big celebration, the joy goes to the Fat Friar himself, the magnificent.
Can we just stop that now? I don't want that to be a thing.
I've just registered fatfire.co.uk, so you're gonna make me an offer.
Have to pay the big bucks. Yeah, sure.